fight. Another side of the church community reacts in the exact opposite way. It seems to be especially interested in fighting the enemy. This camp exhibits a here a devil, there a devil, everywhere a devil, devil mentality. Most of its sermons, songs, and prayers focus on the enemy, and its people live with an aggressive, high-alert warfare outlook. If their cars run out of gas, they say, "The devil made it happen." If they find themselves in a fight with their spouses, they say, "The devil is attacking us." Anything and everything can be blamed on the devil, and their struggles are always connected to the enemy. Every trial, each sickness, all heartache. Most of these spiritual communities use scriptures such as, "The devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour," as their warfare education. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, New International Version. They seem to live with a sense of seriousness and urgency when it comes to all spiritual matters. They think, God might be winning, but only because we are fighting alongside him. Our struggle is the deciding factor. Our attention must be on him at all times. The lesson that most have learned growing up in a spiritual home like this is, spiritual warfare is a way of life. The battle is being waged, and I'm in the middle of it. If I don't stay alert and aware, I might lose the power and authority over my life to the enemy. So in this situation, the natural response is to fight. Defense versus discovery. I came across an interesting concept about the brain the other day while I was reading Caroline Webb's book, How to Have a Good Day. In it, she explains that each of our brains has two modes of response to the outside world, a defensive system and a reward system. We investigated our normal reactions to threat earlier when we discussed our defense modes. These responses often don't give us the most positive outcomes when we lean too far into them. But there is another path we should consider. While threats put us in defense mode, finding delight or potential rewards and opportunities in our situations puts us in discovery mode. In defense mode, our focus is to protect ourselves. In discovery mode, our focus is to open up and learn. Discovery mode is simply a healthy way of staying curious. It allows our minds to stay open to new possibilities, concepts, and belief systems. Reacting in a defense mode isn't wrong. God created us that way for our preservation. We are supposed to perceive threats as potentially damaging and therefore respond to them. But if we are always defensive, seeing all circumstances as threats and not opportunities for growth, never moving from a self-protecting and self-preserving shoreline to an inquisitive, spirit-filled, deep-water swim, we will lose our appetite for the supernatural. We will only understand the supernatural as a means to an end, not as a life-giving partnership with the Holy Spirit at work in our everyday lives. When the church exists in defense mode, our predictable reaction is to have a heightened sense of awareness. We either run away from it, pretending that the threat we feel is not real or not our business, or we find ourselves looking around every corner in anticipation of a sudden hostile takeover. Whether we are running, hiding, and ignoring, or on the other side of the coin, focusing, glorifying, and obsessing, we are in defense mode. Why is it vital that we move from defense mode to discovery mode when it comes to spiritual warfare? Always being in defense.